to another study now, one that sheds light on the settlement at Jamestown in the early 17th century. In the spring of 1607, 104 settlers arrived to Jamestown, which is in modern-day Virginia. A year later, just a third were still alive. Now, the group had the misfortune of arriving to the New World in the middle of the worst drought in 8 centuries. We now know more about the severity of that drought because the settlers also left behind garbage, litter that archaeologists have unearthed and analyzed, and their findings have just been published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Howard Spiro is one of the authors. He is a geologist at the University of California, Davis. Welcome to the program.
Oh, great to be here.
So describe precisely what kind of trash these early settlers left behind, and where was it found?
The trash is basically shell heaps that were left behind when the settlers were eating oysters collected from nearby reefs around the fort.
These are oyster shells.
These are oyster shells. And the governor who arrived at the fort instructed everybody to clean up, and they dumped the empty oyster shells down the well, and this becomes our archaeological archive for reconstructing what was going on in the fort 4 centuries ago.
Now, it's long been known that there was a drought at Jamestown, and that's been based on the study of tree rings in the area. But you guys were able to get a better sense of the severity of that drought. How are you able to figure that out from 17th century oyster shells?
The oysters growing in the James River at the time are recording in the microchemistry of their shell a very, very precise record of temperature and salinity, or the saltiness of the river during the life of the oyster. And what we're able to do is to section the oysters from the well and very, very carefully analyze the shell calcium carbonate for isotopes of oxygen. These are very abundant. We have oxygen isotopes within our bodies, and the most common, oxygen 18 and oxygen 16, changes when the temperature of the water changes and when the salinity changes, and this is recorded within the shell. And from that, we were able to reconstruct what the temperature and what the salinity or the saltiness of the water is, and infer things about rainfall upriver from the James Colony during this period of time.
And so what did you find?
Well, we found that during the life of these oysters, which we believe occurs somewhere between about 1608 and 1611, that the summer rainfall had basically shut off, and the area around the Jamestown fort was extremely salty, maybe half seawater salinity, and this became a major problem for the settlers because for the first year and a half, they were drinking water out of the James River and most likely had a lot of serious medical conditions from drinking this water.
So how else would the drought have affected them? Aside from having a difficult time finding fresh water, would they have been able to grow things? Would they have been able to find animals to hunt?
Well, they definitely were able to go out and forage and hunt for animals. Their biggest problem at the time were the Algonquin Indians in the area very quickly became enemies and were firing on the early settlers continuously. So the oyster reefs around the James Fort became the primary source, most likely, of food.
It basically became their staple. They had to depend on oysters.
That's exactly right. It's something that I would love to do for a short period of time, but it would be a tough life for a year and a half or so.
That's Howard Spiro. He's a professor of geology at the University of California, Davis. His study on the drought conditions at Jamestown can be found in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Professor Spiro, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.